Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 22nd in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Walking Prayer. The message from the Bible is from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. Ever since the creation of the world, His eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things He has made. I have heard and believe that the original Bible is creation itself. In other words, for those desiring a knowledge of God in the days before written scrolls, and before most people were able to read any scrolls they had access to, people could learn everything they wanted to know about God from nature, as we can still today. To me, it makes perfect sense. If all of creation springs from God, all of creation must be imbued with God's nature. In other words, I believe God is in all of creation, and so by absorbing an in-depth knowledge of the essence of any created thing, we find the imprint of God. Believing that God is in everything is called panentheism, as opposed to the belief that everything is God, which is pantheism. To believe that God is in everything means, to me, that God experiences through us. As we go through life's sorrows and joys, God rides the waves of our emotional ups and downs with us. God weeps as we weep, hurts as we hurt, laughs as we laugh, and loves as we love. When we say that we are God's feet and hands, we mean that God literally works through us, serving the needy, healing the sick, welcoming the outcast. Of course, God also grants us free will, so we must cooperate in order for God to work in and through us. The following prayer, written by St. Teresa of Avila, expresses the panentheistic nature of God well. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which He looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which He walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which He blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are His body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. One of the many ways we can connect with God in nature, as well as allowing God to experience nature through us, is through walking prayer, also called meditative or mindful walking. It involves walking in an unhurried, deliberate manner, focusing on the various details our senses take in. We stop to gaze at the amazing intricacy of a single leaf and the veins of a pebble. We breathe the intoxicating fragrance of the honeysuckle, listen to the soulful coo of the mourning dove, or taste the sweet nectar of a buttercup. We take our time and focus our attention on the amazing particularities of the world around us, one small detail at a time. We focus particularly on what is rising into our body from the earth through our feet. We feel the firm, dependable support of the earth beneath us. More than that, however, we feel the spirit, the energy rising from the earth from which our bodies were formed and to which they will return. There's a constant flow of loving energy between us and the earth that we completely miss as we hurry about our days. The gravity that holds us to the earth is loving energy cradling us to itself, as is the gravitational field keeping the earth in its orbit around the sun, and the force holding atomic particles in their infinitesimal structures, all divine love in action, attracting, giving, and receiving. We recognize ourselves as one station in the infinite flow of love energy, permeating the unique creation we are, and sent off again into the universe with a blessing only we can give. As we mindfully move in walking prayer, we sense our part in this flow of the life in which we live and move and have our being. Walking barefoot, where it can be safely done, is optimal. Even seated with bare feet in the grass can connect us with the earth in wonderful moving ways. Getting in touch with God in nature through walking prayer is one way to focus our awareness on God's constant presence with and within us. Once we are aware, and once we consent to God's promptings within, we become available as instruments of good for God's will and work on earth, as St. Teresa reminds us is our calling. Walking prayer is one way for us to be Christ to God's creation, while allowing God's creation to be Christ to us. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.